Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. When do you choose to get dressed up? It's usually probably those special occasions. We have an event coming up at our daughter's school, and so I'll get dressed for that. You know, their graduations, their weddings, dinners out, that kind of thing. And the rest of the time, I am pretty much in my sweats. This had me thinking also about what I wear to church. And I love that church is casual. Come as you are. And yes, summertime, I typically wear flip-flops and jeans. And then I remember a story that my mom shared with me. This was years ago. And she's at the grocery store early one Sunday morning. And she sees this beautiful older woman, maybe in her 70s, 80s, totally decked out in the bright, beautiful dress. She had her jewelry on, the earrings, the fancy hat, the shoes. And my mom said to the woman, "You just look so beautiful." And the woman smiled and she said something to the effect of, "Well, that's because I'm dressed up for the Lord. It's the Lord's day and I'm off to church." This woman took her morning and her time to devote to him and how she chose to appear before our Lord, that honor and respect of her Holy Father. And that was followed up with her excitement of where she was off to, which was the house of the Lord. That was the special occasion. And I look at that and I compare it to our family, and we're a lovely family, at least I hope so, but we are rolling out of bed, car full of Dunkin' Donuts bags as we show up halfway through the first song, usually the first worship song at church. Yes, we can come as we are and we are welcome. His embrace is just as much for the beat up jean wearing believer as it is the dressy attire. But this story really left a mark on me, I'll tell you that. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.